Fuck your past. Just because it was your story doesn't mean it has to define you. Hello, world. My name is Gabrielle. I'm an actress born and raised in Los Angeles, 28 years old. I love to dance and I curse like a fucking sailor. It's something I need to work on, but not in this book. 28 sounds so young, doesn't it? It is. Regardless, anyone who knows me will tell you I've lived a lot of damn life in these 28 years. It's almost daunting to think about. Shit, if all this happened in my first quarter century, what the hell is coming in my next two? My mother is an actress who has been in the industry for over 45 years. She's also a 5-time author and world-renowned healer. She, too, curses like a sailor. Admittedly, not nearly as bad as me. My father was also a well-known actor and director and former Hollywood playboy, until he met my mother. They were each other's great love. Movie fairy tale, soulmates, so perfect it makes you puke kind of love. They got married and tried for 6 years to get pregnant with me. Yeah, I know, dramatic from the start. What can I say? I know how to make an entrance. I had an incredible childhood. Even when my parents were struggling financially, I never knew it. My mom was superwoman. We celebrated everything, any excuse to have a party. If one of my parents booked a job, the other wouldn't take one. If someone had to go work out of town for more than a week, the whole family went to go visit. I got to go to some incredible places at such a young age. South Africa, New Zealand, Brazil. Life in my family was quite blissful. On October 20th, 1995, that all came to a screeching halt. It was 1 month before my 7th birthday. Mom was in New Zealand shooting a movie called The Frighteners, and my nanny Kristen and I had just returned home from a 3-week visit there. I woke up and ran from my room past the kitchen where Kristen was cooking breakfast. I burst into my parents' room to jump into bed with Dad for some morning cartoon time. He was nowhere to be found. I walked around the bed to the large master bath. The door was open, and there, lying on the floor, was my daddy. I raced into the kitchen. "Kristen! Kristen! Daddy passed out!" I remember seeing her face drop before she dashed toward the bedroom. I ran to my room and turned on the TV, thinking he had just fainted and would be fine. Shortly after, I heard the sirens. I will never forget Kristen coming into my room, sitting on my bed and saying, "Honey, Daddy didn't pass out. Daddy died." He had suffered a fatal heart attack. My mom was on the first flight home. Over the next week, she got everything in order. We had a memorial, or as we called it, a celebration of life. I will forever be grateful to her director at the time, Peter Jackson, who told my mom to go home and take care of me and let him know when she could finish filming. When she went back only a week later, Kristen and I went too. I will never forget Michael J. Fox spending his breaks playing Foursquare with me. He will never know what an impact he had on my life. The whole crew took such incredible care of us, and my mom finished the damn movie like a fucking champion. This was the first real example I'd gotten of how to handle the things that would erupt into my life. It was then, at the ripe age of 6, I developed the belief I would carry throughout my life. When I love someone, they die. Holy shit, I'd done it. I had graduated from high school. It was 2007, and I was finally 18 and so freaking stoked on life. I couldn't wait for summer. I had just moved into the condo where I'd be living while I went to college. On my own. The next phase. I had been with my boyfriend for just about 3 years, my high school sweetheart. He was the ultimate bad boy with just enough sweetness to be the first big puppy love of my life. His name was Jake Carter, and the year before, he had moved down to San Diego for college. He had a pierced lip, tattoos, and an incredibly sexy BMW. At the end of July, I spent a long weekend with Jake, his brother, and his dad in San Diego before my first semester of college started. It was a perfect end to a perfect summer, until it wasn't. On August 3rd, 2007, my cell phone rang at 7 a.m., It was a girl I had been best friends with in early high school, but we'd had a bad falling out. Although we had kind of patched things up, we definitely weren't friends. Why the hell was she calling me at 7 a.m.? "Hello?" I mumbled.